Tony Vinucu with us here on the Bill and O.C. Show. Tony, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
How does it feel after all these years, after all the work and all the hours and all the labor, to be a guy with local ties and to have your film at Sundance? What was it like when you got that phone call?
I'll tell you what, it's just been really, really surreal since we've heard the news, but it couldn't have ended, or I guess I'll say began for us any better way. I mean, after 5 years of, you know, really working at this film and, you know, we're feeling like it might be lucky if we even get it seen, but to be world premiered at the Sundance Film Festival, which is up the street from where I lived and always a place that was a bit untouchable. You know, I never thought it would be realistic to ever, you know, really have a name represented up there at the Sundance Film Festival. It is really surreal, and I'm thankful.
It's funny. In football, we trust. For people out here who've been part of the local football community and even have been fans of the college teams out here and watched some high school ball out here, Polynesians and football in this state are synonymous, and it's not like that everywhere in the country. I know that in actual demographic purposes, Pacific Islanders are the smallest, the lowest represented demographic in the entire U.S. population. Isn't that right? It's like less than 1% total.
Yeah. We actually have a stat that starts our movie that says, you know, Samoans and Tongans are 28 times more likely to make it in the NFL than any other ethnic groups. So it's a really small percentage, but it's definitely growing within colleges and the NFL rapidly. And yes, it has been, you know, somewhat of the secret sauce that I think McBride and the Utah Utes, as well as BYU, have had an understanding with. But I'm not sure it's a secret anymore. We have, you know, Oregon and Oregon State and a lot more colleges taking advantage of this.
Hey, Tony, for those that don't know, Sean and I have talked about it a little bit the last couple of days, but explain what the movie is, In Football We Trust, what the premise of the movie is, and where you got the idea for it.
So, In Football We Trust is about four teenage young men that begin in their senior year of high school, and we follow them as they make their way through college. I personally had grown up in the same community of the boys that we end up shooting, some of our subjects. I played football until about my sophomore year and ended up doing other things. I ended up working and all that good stuff. I also had a younger uncle who was was locally known in the high schools at Highland High School here. He was known as being the next Junior Seau and really having a chance at the NFL. But I saw he actually instead had ended up going to prison for 10 years. So that story being a part of my family and personal was a story that I always wanted to tell. While I was in college, I started a multimedia company where I was doing web promos and different, you know, wedding videos and stuff like that. Had an opportunity to tell a story, do a feature-length documentary, and it was a perfect time because Halotingata, as well as Troy Polamalu, were just, you know, really starting to get hot during that time. And it was a perfect opportunity to tell a story that was really personal to me, as well as the culture behind some of the players that were becoming really popular at the time. And now there's even more. But this was, the idea was around 7 years ago. The production and making of the film was about 5 years ago. We started 5 years ago. So it's kind of in a nutshell where it all came from. But we're able to follow these kids for 5 years, and we did it independently. I had first talked about the idea to Jared Hess, who is here locally. He's actually a neighbor of mine, and he had got together with me. He actually shot the first interviews with Halotingata and Vaisi Kahema. We put a really rough trailer together and ran into Geraldine Dreyfus about a year later. And Geraldine Dreyfus has about 10 films up at Sundance. She's known for Born Into Brothels, who came on and executive produced. She had introduced me to Erica Cohn, who is a local as well. She's from the Skyline area, but at the time was living in L.A. She was looking for a new project, and Geraldine had introduced it to her. She came on as my producer at the time, and later now as a producer and co-director. And so we took this film on and really went independently for the next 3.5-4 years and had ITVS that came on and funded us in our last year and a half. So it really has been just a journey. I think there were pluses to making to not having funding so early, because we were able to stay with our subjects through their hardest times in their lives. I mean, we didn't have to deal with any deadlines from funding coming in, and so we were really able to capture a truthful and great story over 5 years.
Tony Vanuk was our guest here on the Bill and OC show. His film In Football We Trust premieres at Sundance this week, focusing on the Polynesian experience and its relation to football, America's pastime, and really a Polynesian pastime, two synonymous things. I feel like a guy who, like me, I grew up here in Salt Lake. I played alongside and against a lot of Polynesian players coming up through high school and through my college career. I feel like I haven't seen the film yet, Tony, but I can tell you it's going to resonate for me. I'm already interested in the subject matter. It's going to be compelling for me. If I was a guy, a cheesy white dude radio host from Virginia who didn't grow up around a Polynesian community and didn't know anything about Samoa or Tonga or the cultures of the islands, is this movie still going to resonate for all those people?
Absolutely. You know, we've spent a lot of time on it, and although it's definitely a story about the American Polynesian and some of the culture clashes here in America, but at the end of the day, you know, we have American football that's involved, but the universal story is it really is just about these four kids, high school kids, that are dealing, they're from here, they're dealing with one of them dealing with one family, dealing with gangs, and trying to use football as a way to overcome that. And then we have one that deals with some poverty, to where he's dealing with, you know, just trying to get an education through football. And then another one that's dealing with just having a God-given talent and what comes along with that, which are, you know, family pressures, there's high-stakes recruiting, and really early media attention in high school. So it is really universal that way, as far as, you know, just really trying to make a better life for themselves. You know, I think a lot of people have compared it to hoop dreams, you know, which is where, you know, you have African Americans that are finding an opportunity in the NBA, and it's along those same lines.
Tony, what do you want when people watch this movie? Whether you win major awards at Sundance or not, to get into Sundance is unbelievable. But what do you want people to, you know, after they watch it on Friday night? And by the way, thank you. I get to MC the premiere on Friday night at Salt Lake Community College. Thank you guys for asking me. I'm honored to do that. But
great. Glad to have you.
When I sit down and watch it, and when the rest of the people do it at Sundance and other places, what do you want them to take away from this movie?
You know, I mean, at the end of the day, it really is about the thrill of triumph, but at the same time, the agony of defeat. I mean, it really just comes down to it's. Polynesians are very talented, and we have been talented in football, and it has become a part of our cultural identity. But it shouldn't be, you know. There's a lot more to us, and that we shouldn't put all those things and eggs into that basket. And it should be definitely a platform, and could be used to better our lives in certain ways. But I believe we're really talented. We have a story behind our culture, and we definitely have a voice, you know, behind the football. So hopefully others are able to see that and really identify with youth and parents, and, you know, sometimes the miscommunication between the two, you know. So those are some of the message I hope for others to walk away with.
How have the players, the guys that have been involved deeply in the project, how have they responded to the picture being painted, I guess? I mean, you've mentioned Haloti Ngata's name a bunch of times. He's a pillar of the Baltimore community, but also a pillar of the Salt Lake community. You know, I remember I graduated from high school the same year as Haloti, and remember reading articles about him getting scholarship offers from every dang school in the country. We've been following his career ever since. Like, how does he feel about this movie?
Oh, I mean, he's completely he's stoked. He's been really excited and supportive since the day I had contacted him for our first interview. He was actually one of my first interviews, him and Vice Ikahema. He had called me back within a week and was really supportive of telling the story behind, you know, some of the talent and the cultural story behind Polynesians. So he's been really supportive. He's really excited to come out to the premiere. He's flying in on Friday. And I think he's going to be on the show tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah. But he hasn't actually seen the whole movie in its entirety. I mean, he's seen bits and clips as we've gone along the way, maybe over 2 years ago. So I think he's really excited to see a finished piece.
Do you want to keep the names of the guys that are in this movie from locally a secret, or do you mind telling folks that are listening who are some of the names they might recognize in the movie?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So Harvey Lange, who was, I think everybody knows who Harvey Lange was. He was one of our subjects that, you know, was at the U, is now playing at BYU. So that's a kind of a spoiler for what happens with his story. The other two, there are two brothers, their last name Bloomfields. Their father had played at BYU, Fua Bloomfield. He was one a Polynesian running back that was at BYU years back. And we have Fihi Kaufusi, who also carries a local last name that a lot of us are familiar with, that some of his family and cousins that played there at the U of U. So between the four, they're really popular Polynesian last names amongst us, but also locally.
Tony, aside from the film, and I teased this yesterday when Trevor Riley was on with us, and I know Trevor's a big supporter of this as well, though Riley is clearly not a it's a Polynesian Irish name. You guys have a big event. You guys have been so kind to us, and we're so thrilled here at ESPN 700 to be part of this. And like I said, I get to MC the debut and the premiere on Friday. Sean's going to help you guys out on Sunday up at Jupiter Bowl. Give our audience and the listeners out there that might want to participate in this Strikes for Scholarships event on Sunday.
So on Sunday, we have Haloti Ngata. It came down, and we're doing a Strikes for Scholarship charity bowling tournament with about 15 to 20 of our NFL athletes. I mean, it's not very very often you have NFL athletes that are in a film and out here next to all of the actors and entertainers. So we decided to get them all together, raise some money for underprivileged Polynesian high school students to raise some scholarship money for them, as well as the outreach of the film. So on Sunday, you know, from 6 to 10, we're going to do some different types of bowling tournaments. We also have a live performance from Modest Yahoo. So it's going to be a really, really good time. I mean, everything, you can go and RSVP and purchase tickets to this. Again, everything is going to charity on mysoulpro.com. So really stoked about that. I'm glad to have the guys come out and support.
So if you're a big fan of NFL athletes, pro athletes, if you want to maybe bowl alongside them, go to mysoulpro.com and check out the ticket information up at Tony's website and just check it out. You might be able to, and if you're a corporation out there, I know you guys are looking for some lane sponsors up at Jupiter Bowl. If you're a corporation and you want to drop down a few thousand dollars, and obviously with the corporate sponsorship, they get to be in there too, right?
They do. I mean, we have a few lanes left, and everyone's more than welcome. And again, it's something that I feel like local companies have really got behind. And so we're doing those lanes are anywhere from 5,000 and up, and, you know, again, just going towards a really good cause. So yeah, definitely look at the details, and we're more than happy to have everyone up. And it's a huge celebratory moment for us as a culture, locally, just being a Utah story, a local film, Utah filmmakers. I believe it's been passed. The talk is going around that, you know, there hasn't been a local story with a local film team in Sundance for over 11 years. I haven't checked the facts on that, but that's what I'm hearing.
I can only imagine how excited you are not only to have your film done, to be in Sundance, but to be a guy that grew up around here and probably as a filmmaker watched so many films and been part of Sundance. Now to be part of it yourself, It just has to be thrilling, Tony.
Oh yeah, absolutely amazing. I mean, I remember the elementary school that I grew up with is right behind the Grand Theater, which is where we're premiering. So I remember actually getting kicked out of some of those hallways on my skateboard from some of the janitors. You know, they chased me out of there, and now I'm premiering a movie in those same hallways. So
you should bring your skateboard just to prove a point, Tony.
Yeah. This time I might slip and fall, so I won't try any ollies.
Once again, the premiere is Friday night. The charity event at Jupiter Bowl in Park City is on Sunday. If you are interested in going or in sponsoring at that event, again, all the proceeds are going to underprivileged Polynesian kids and scholarships for them. It's called Strikes for Scholarships. You guys have probably played in a million charity golf tournaments. Well, it's January in Utah. Nobody's playing golf, but you can go up and bowl. And if you've never been to Jupiter Bowl, the place is cool as can be, and hang out. Go to mysoulpro.com to get ticket information for this. You can go hang out. You could be a sponsor in this and help out a great cause and kind of inadvertently be part of Sundance. Right, Tony?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The more the merrier. And I appreciate you, Bill, for definitely supporting and getting us out there.
Well, I appreciate you guys for putting me in the film. My brother-in-law had a film at Sundance 2 years ago called Gun, and it almost won Best Short Film. Now I can say he's not the only member of the family to actually appear at Sundance, because at least my ugly mug won't be in the film, but my voice will be, right?
There you go. There you go. You're actually narrating one of a pretty great scene. I mean, it's an epic scene. It's as the film develops, and it's one of Harvey Longy's scenes, so it's great.
That'll be terrific. Tony, thank you so much. I'll look forward to seeing you on your big day on Friday, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thanks, Tony.
All right. Thank you. Thank you guys for having me.
Tony Vainuku with us, the producer, director. It's his film, In Football We Trust, which is in Sundance.